This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn. This week, 51 people became new citizens at a naturalization ceremony hosted by the International Institute of Akron. As we celebrate our nation's independence, we share a portion of the ceremony officiated by District Court Judge John Adams.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light?
We have before us today 51 individuals representing 12 countries who are about to take the oath of allegiance to the United States of America. We are so glad you're here. We need you and all of your voices in our community and in our country. Congratulations to all of you.
First name is Dilu. I'm from, actually I was born in Bhutan, and I was in Nepal for 20 years as a refugee, and then in 2011 I came to United States. I feel like I'm so proud and I'm so grateful to be in the United States that I can be a citizen and I can raise my voice that being a citizen, and I have a right and responsibility now. Before I didn't. I was like silent.
And on the free and the home of the...
If we stand, would you please raise your right hand. I will read the oath, and at the conclusion ask you to say, I do.
They come from, oftentimes from other countries and other places that don't have the same freedoms we have, the freedom to speak their minds, the freedom to vote on how their government is run. So they come here and they now, for the first time in their lives, have that ability without fear of repression, without fear of consequences of exercising their rights.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I work in Twinsburg, a factory, you know. Oh, I love it. It's safe over here, you know. Safe, especially for people like me. I used to work as a linguist for the U.S. troops back home. So it's really safe, you know. Yeah. I got 3 kids, and that should be it. You know, maybe I'll be able to go back to school one day. Anything, but definitely... not math. You know, I hate math.
Wen Xing Fan. Rim Hassan Berkait.
I think there are a lot of reasons why obviously people choose to move here or essentially move here. Economic opportunities are one, safety, security, mental peace. So from that to even driving on road, seeing people not violating any traffic, I think a lot of us Americans take these things for granted. So I think just going outside, walking freely with my phone in my hand, I think that's just a blessing. And if something happens, I can call 911 and the police will be able to help me. I think this sounds simple, but this on its own is a huge blessing that not a lot of people outside the U.S. have.
By the dawn's early light,
people make it easy for us. It's really, you know, they are welcoming, nice. In my experience, I didn't get any difficulties. I got my job. I'm working now for 3 years with the same company. My husband, he got his job. He's fine. He vote and everything. So it was really easy for me to get in the community and in the country.
For over 240 years, we've celebrated the date of our independence as a country. July 4th, the date has become symbolic of the personal liberty and equality, which was so eloquently stated in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So it is.
And the